Two prominent Republicans are calling for changes to the No Child Left Behind law. One of them is Michael Bloomberg, the mayor of New York. The other is the president's brother, Governor Jeb Bush of Florida.
Both wrote in the Washington Post that they want a better grading system, not for students, but for schools. They want the government to recognize when schools make progress instead of simply giving them a passing or failing grade.
And as the school year approaches, many college-bound students prepare for new challenges. Youth Radio's Bianca Butler is leaving her ethnically diverse community in Richmond, California, for a predominantly white college in the Northeast. And there is one issue in particular that has Bianca torn.
Whenever I discuss college with my relatives, instead of asking me about what classes I'm taking, the first question is always, what are you going to do with your hair? Since I was 9 years old, I've been spending time and God knows how much money on getting my hair chemically straightened. Among black people, good hair is defined by its length and texture. I was raised with the idea that long, straight hair is beautiful and kinky, thick hair with nappy roots is unacceptable.
This is you when you were, I'll say 6 to 9 months. When you were a baby, a little girl, we didn't concern ourselves with really combing your hair. We just kind of brushed it. Now here,
that's my Auntie Deborah. Well, I grew up with her and the rest of my family admiring my naturally wavy hair that they'd press out so it would be more manageable.
It was fine. All you do is put a little oil on it and pull it back, and it was pretty.
I'm used to getting comments about my hair and inquiries about my ethnic background. People walking up to me asking, "What are you mixed with?" I have no problem with people making assumptions based on my appearance. But I am starting to feel like I've been brainwashed to dislike having kinky hair. And here's my dilemma now that I'm going off to college. I want to have an easy hairstyle that still looks decent. I could rock my hair braided, grow it out, or I could groom it into dreadlocks. I sat down with my friends Lauren and Leah to discuss all the pressure and the images we're bombarded with of the ideal black woman.
Naomi Campbell.
Halle Berry.
But why Halle Berry?
Everywhere.
But why?
Every magazine. Halle Berry, Halle Berry.
Why?
Halle Berry got nappy roots, y'all.
I just want to know, is that a weave?
She has a perm.
Is it a weave?
It's a perm.
Is that really her hair, though? Is it that long?
I don't know. You don't know? Because my hair looks kind of like that when I had a perm.
Yeah.
So I vote perm.
Even though I love gossiping about hair with other black women, I also realize our obsession with hair brings up questions about whether we're willing to conform to the mainstream culture. When my family and I talk about adjusting to college life, they say, because I'm light-skinned and speak proper English, it will be easier for my classmates to accept me. I don't know if it's that simple. Right now, I'm thinking more about identity and leaning toward getting my hair locked. For me, dreadlocks represent a liberated black person who made a choice not to conform. It's not like I'm trying to be Earth Mother Afrocentric like singers Erykah Badu and Lauryn Hill, but I may be ready to reinvent myself on my own terms.
Bianca Butler starts college later this month in Bronxville, New York. Her story was produced by Youth Radio.